Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What does true love look like? When you feel like you've got nothing left in yourself, what does it feel like to tap into the immeasurable reservoir of God's strength and provision? In June 2010, Charlie Wiedemeyer was called home to meet his Heavenly Father. Charlie and his wife, Lucy, high school sweethearts at Punahou School, got married while at Michigan State University, where Charlie had a stellar football career. They started a family. Charlie was a teacher and coach. Sam Farmer of the Los Angeles Times wrote, "Wiedemeyer was a successful coach at Los Gatos High School, even after being diagnosed at 30 with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. Early in his battle with ALS, he lost his ability to walk and speak. He was confined to a wheelchair and talked to his players through Lucy, using a language of blinks, eyebrow raises, and cheek twitches to communicate with her. Although he was initially given 1 to 3 years to live, Wiedemeyer continued to coach, leading Los Gatos to a 78-18-1 record and 7 league titles, and lived to the age of 64. For some, ALS or some other debilitating disease is a dead end. Not for Charlie and Lucy. They, among most, will know what the essence of the meaning of the gospel is all about. The redemptive power of Christ, who loves us so much. He died on the cross for our sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. Jesus was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ today is the Lord who has filled Lucy's heart with hope, filled Charlie's heart with hope, gave them new purpose, new direction. And as a result, people all over the world have been impacted by their lives. And that's our heart today. We want to lead you. If you don't know Christ, our heart is to lead you to Jesus, to know his love. And my friend, if you're walking with the Lord, well, to build you up, to strengthen you as you listen to the testimony of Lucy Wiedemeyer. You know, Charlie's homegoing has been a painful time of adjustment for her. Many focus on the idea that her heavy burden of caregiving is no longer, well, she would solemnly shake her head and then with her infamous smile that I'm looking at right now say, "He was the love of my life." Well, they have 2 children, Carrie and Kale, 9 grandchildren. She wears 9 slippers around her neck, representing those keiki. She's here with her dear friend and my dear friend, Suzanne Maurer, a true ambassador of Jesus's love and hope. Lucy and Suzanne, welcome. Welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. I'm especially honored to be here.
How would you describe, Lucy, your adjustment following Charlie's homegoing?
Surprisingly tough. Surprisingly tough. I knew where he had gone. For 34 years, it could have been any time. And in the early years, I would just try to bargain with God. And I'd say, just let him live one more Christmas, one more birthday. And then I'd pray that he would just live till our children graduated. And then I'd keep praying for the next opportunity of whatever it was. And we were a team, Danny. So I think for anyone, when you lose a loved one, no matter how ill they might have been or if it's sudden, the impact is still indescribable. It's like part of you is torn away. One day he's there, and the next day he is not. And those twinkling eyes. I miss.
What would make Charlie smile?
Oh, my goodness. So much. You know, we really had an opportunity to cherish every single day, no matter what happened, no matter the situation. It's interesting because Charlie, as an athlete, learned how to deal with disappointments, deal with challenges. You know, especially with football, you have a specific play you're going to run. You have a pattern that the receiver's going to run. And then there's the defense of the other side that just doesn't quite cooperate. And so you learn to adjust. And that's something that when Charlie was first diagnosed and told he had such a short time to live, we decided we were going to ignore that and do what we could to just make the best of every single day. And, you know, through the years, it's been fascinating because we really didn't think about the fact that no one has a promise of tomorrow. We've been at too many hospital beds and spoken at too many funerals. Life is very precious. And just because you're diagnosed with a terminal disease doesn't mean you give up. And it has been absolutely remarkable to see the joy. We've chosen joy. That was quite a wonderful lesson, I guess, in life, was the fact that happiness is something that's very short-lived. You know, you are starving and somebody gives you a plate lunch. Oh, my. It's very awesome and exciting until you're finished eating and you're satiated. And then, you know, later on, you're going to get hungry again. Joy is something that you can choose, knowing that whatever roadblocks and brick walls and stuff that the world throws at you, that you're going to be able to get past it, whether or not it's in this life or in the next one, that God has a plan for each situation. And it may not be for you at all. I think Charlie and I were really blessed to finally understand that it's not about us, this life here. You know, it is not about us. And so that really takes the heavy weight off of trying to be perfect, trying to make everything go the right way. You know, mistakes are constant, and that's where God's grace comes in. And it is the best to understand that you don't have to be perfect. And Charlie, as he lost the ability to use his hands to feed himself, he didn't want anybody seeing him. He was so easily embarrassed. And that's why it's really a miracle to see the journey that the Lord took us through to where he loved to go out to eat. Even though he couldn't eat, he would watch everyone else eat and make sure that they had enough. If he didn't think they ordered enough food, he'd make sure that more food was ordered. And one afternoon, or one evening, we had gone to dinner with our children and several football players, and the waitress brought a big, looked like a protein shake, and put it in front of Charlie. And I said, oh, no, you know, that can't be for him. And I looked down the table, and everybody seemed to have one. And I looked the other end of the table, and everybody had their own. So I turned and looked at Charlie, and you know, those sparkly eyes just kind of were looking around the room very innocently, like he would never have ordered. So I asked the waitress. She said, well, I asked him if he wanted one, and he gave me the eyebrows. So just to be clear, I shared with my husband that he really better behave or I might have to shave those eyebrows. So we had good fun on whatever happened, you know, whether we would be stuck, whether the his machine broke down, whether the battery ran out. I mean, we have a million stories like that. And just we were given so many nuggets of why we had an issue, why we couldn't go somewhere or do something. There was always a remarkable story to come.
What was his greatest passion?
Knowing that he could do the Lord's work. Knowing that that God infused him with the ability to encourage others. I mean, he, instead of feeling poor me, you know, and having a pity party, especially when we're out in the football field, he would tease his football players. And if he didn't think they ran fast enough, he would call them over. Of course, I'm doing the calling over. And he would have me share that his grandmother could have run faster than that particular player. And he always said it with a twinkle in his eye. So the kids knew, yeah. You know, and the preciousness of my life today is a lot of those kids that he coached have now come back to bring their families and raise them on the same football field. Mm. And so it's a joy for me. It's a whole community. And it reminded Charlie and I, when we first came to Los Gatos in California, the community reminded us of our Punahou community, where you have generations of family still involved, still coming to the football games. And it's really very, very awesome. We had opportunities to share with them that it's really not so much your circumstance, but your attitude and how you're going to deal with it.
We do need retooling, each of us, in our lives. And what better time than right now, when perhaps I need an attitude adjustment. Maybe you do. Maybe you're looking at a situation that there's a little tweaking. Maybe the twinkle in Charlie's eye through Lucy and I, as she communicates, conveys just a subtle reminder, gentle, that we need. And gosh, when we begin to see life as the Lord would have us to see it, how precious life is. Not so much about next month or next year. Hey, today is the gift that God has given us. When we come back, Lucy Whittemeyer will share more. She's talked about Charlie's passion. Well, by all means, I want to know what her passion is. Wouldn't you? To hear what has allowed this dear woman to carry on with great joy, a dynamism in life. Well, she'll share about that when we come back. That and so many other good things, nuggets that we can grab hold of today. It'll change your life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. people like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
The incurable disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, otherwise known as Lou Gehrig's disease, well, it attacks the nervous system and destroys the ability of people to control their muscles. It's a debilitating disease. It affects the body in ways that in some ways are hard to describe, but to live through it. Well, in this case, Lucy Wittemeyer has been the caregiver of her husband, Charlie, for longer than he was without the disease, wasn't it?
Yes.
34 years. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Lucy Wittemeyer is in studio with me along with Suzanne Maurer. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. Thank you for joining us. Perhaps you're tuning in right now. You want to get this program in its entirety. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the program as a free podcast. And as you listen to it, I know you're going to be encouraged, inspired, but pass it on to a family member or friend. Lucy, you're in studio, obviously, so what brings you here to Hawaii?
Actually, any excuse that I can come home to Hawaii is wonderful.
I hear that resonating to any person that's away from home right
yes.
now. They'd say amen to that.
Yes. Really, the great honor for my brother-in-law, Herman Wiedemeyer, Charlie's oldest brother, the oldest in the family, was inducted into the Polynesian Football Hall of Fame in the inaugural class. So it has been a remarkable endeavor of Jesse Sapolo and many Polynesian athletes from all over the country that have come together to create this wonderful, just a remarkable event that focused not so much even on their athleticism, but on their ohana, on the love that they have for their families. And they want to encourage young Polynesians to search for more, that they have talents and abilities that can be utilized to better educate and bring them, you know, to a real knowledge of what it took way back in the day when Polynesians first courageously traveled the waters and, you know, were warriors. To see these men, you know, all NFL players, to be there and so thankful for their families really blessed me.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a great reminder. It's imperative for us to know that we really stand on the shoulders of others that have gone before us, who have pioneered, made those sacrifices. And this story of Charlie, in the midst of a moment of debilitation or decades of debilitation, it wouldn't be a dead end for him. It was the start of a new beginning. And I see it even with you, Lucy. What today would you say you are most passionate about?
Well, I think the Lord has really put on my heart more clearly now than I've been able to understand that his story still needs to be shared to encourage others. We were quite amazed at the different types of families, of adults, children, all walks of life that have felt encouragement by knowing Charlie and hearing about his story. I think it just amazed us that he could be the Lord's expression with his smile. Wherever we would go, people were curious to see, how come that guy in the wheelchair has such a great smile and could laugh and tell funny stories and tease others? Very self-effacing, very focused on others. And I think that I would love to write some children's books about Charlie and, of course, about our wonderful grandchildren that we have been so blessed to have close by.
And they were able to see him and know him.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yes. And they always like to practice reading his lips and reading his eyes and talking to him and riding on the wheelchair or climbing into bed with him. Mm-hmm. There was never any hesitancy, never any concern. They just adored him. And the beauty is they still talk about him. Even the youngest, who's 4 now, still talks about Grandpa.
Let's go deeper in relation to family. In what way has this experience, from the start, even when you were in your 30s, how did it impact your family life?
I think it drew us closer together. We've watched families with debilitating situations and horrific illnesses and accidents. We've watched them fall apart, and that was never on either of our minds. It was more how to keep Charlie going. In the beginning, it's so funny when I look back. In the beginning, Charlie and I didn't want to tell our children. Dad's dropping things. He's having trouble walking. Did we not think they would notice? And it was our youngest, Cully, he was barely 5, that started to be around his dad, making sure he wasn't going to trip on something. Never said a word. So we now, when we talk to families with Lou Gehrig's or anything else, encourage them to talk to their children and help them understand that, you know, it's difficult, it's tough, but there can be so much joy because you treasure each other. You know, you don't let the sun go down in your anger. You know, you bring them in. Charlie's family's been fabulous, and my family of helping any way they could, including dipping Charlie in the ocean for that salt water to heal him. Oh, he had good fun with that. There were many things that we have tried over the years. The doctor, when he first diagnosed Charlie, said, "Don't bother. Don't try anything." And you know, when Charlie was losing the ability to breathe on his own and stop breathing and went into the emergency room at the hospital, and there the doctors explained that Charlie could go on a ventilator and allow him to breathe. And we said, okay, that'd be great. So they did the tracheostomy, and for 3 days in that hospital, Charlie hovered between life and death. And on the third day, a young nurse came to me. She kind of took me out of the room and said, "Do you realize Charlie could go on a ventilator?" And I said, "Yes, absolutely. We told the doctor." She said, his chart says he's a no-code. And being blonde, I had no idea what that meant. That meant he would not resuscitate Charlie. If he stopped breathing, that was it. So in came the perturbed doctor to explain to Charlie and I that if he went on a ventilator, he might live 2 weeks, but he'd get pneumonia, he'd have all kinds of infections, and he said, why bother? And we said, we'd like to bother. We'll take 2 weeks. And the rest is God's amazing, glorious story of all those years of dealing with Lou Gehrig's disease and life on a ventilator.
Danny, if I could just say, one of the most powerful and life-changing decisions that Lucy made that we need to share with your listening audience is it was their disease. It wasn't Charlie's. Mm-hmm. They embraced it as their disease, and what a difference that made, not only for them, but for their children and those around them. So I think that's important for your listeners to know.
When did you come to grips with that? This is us, not you. This is, it's we, it's us.
I think before Charlie was even diagnosed, it took quite a long time to diagnose Charlie. And we just decided that, you know what, no matter what, that we were going through it together as a team. I mean, come on, we're a football coach, right? And when the diagnosis came, it was like, okay, we're not going to take that. You know, we're not going to take that. We're going to go back in the huddle and call another play and keep going.
Well, you've got that grit, the grit of a coach, obviously, that you have lived with a warrior.
Amen. Yeah. Absolutely.
What do you miss the most?
Oh, you're going to make me cry. Oh, there's so many things I miss about Charlie, but I think one of the most amazing things, and I use that word all the time, I'll have to find a new one, but how the Lord worked through Charlie and his countenance, where he could just look at you, and he would look at somebody that had come to see us and maybe was going through tough times, and he would pull him out of it. He would say something funny, or he'd say, you know, my wife wanted to go shopping the other day, and I thought, no, you know, we don't have the budget, and she wanted a new dress, and then she went over to my ventilator and asked again as she was holding the on-off button, the power, and since I don't look good in blue, I thought she should have a new dress. And just caught people off guard. Yeah. They did not expect that.
Hmm. A gift from God.
Amen.
An ability to communicate in that way, in such a timely, apropos fashion. A gift. You're listening to Lucy Wiedemeyer. I'm here with Suzanne Maurer, our dear friend. And this is a privileged moment. Dear one, as you listen today, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, whispers. He might speak maybe a little louder for you. We all need different audibles at times. We different volumes at times. The Lord speaks through Lucy. Words of encouragement, words of inspiration. Not many of us will ever go through what she has gone through and what her dear husband has gone through and their family. But she bears witness of the grace of Christ, the love of Jesus, and the strength of the Lord. It's been her experience, and it can be yours too. When we come back from our break, we'll talk more heart to heart as we typically do here at the Good Life Radio Show. Hey, how about your relationship with Christ? You know that Lucy's relationship with Jesus has allowed her, enabled her, to see things in ways that would not normally be seen and to do things that would be impossible, humanly speaking. But with God's strength, well, with Christ, all things are possible. Stay with us. She'll share more when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Amashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
The story of Charlie and Lucy Whittemeyer attracted national attention. The subject of a made-for-TV movie in the 1980s called Quiet Victory, and a documentary, One More Season. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. It's a blessing to have you with us today. I'm here with Lucy Whittemeyer and Suzanne Maurer. To find out more about this program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. That way we have this podcast for free and other resources. And get this down. Write this down. Make a mental note of it. CourageToLive.com. CourageToLive.com. There, what kind of resources would someone find once they go to CourageToLive.com, Lucy?
That is the DVD that Don Mapes has filmed and produced, following Charlie around with his camera all over the world.
16 and a half years.
Yeah, documenting quite.
But
remarkable.
It also has a wonderful, it has their story, and then it also has a wonderful segment primarily by Zig Ziglar. That's an inspirational segment that is a wonderful, uplifting gift. It's very encouraging. It's a wonderful story, and it's a story about their love story. Charlie and Lucy are a beautiful love story, and Zig Ziglar did all of the work for us pro bono because Charlie and Lucy were his role model in marriage, and that's powerful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. CourageToLive.com. You can get the DVD there. Powerful documentary, a compilation of 16 years of footage. And you know, lessons sometimes are caught more than taught, and you will get that. CourageToLive.com. Lucy, how did you become a Christian?
I grew up going to church every Sunday. My mom was a Sunday school teacher, and I sang all the songs. I knew that Jesus was the Son of God, but I really didn't understand a personal relationship. And you know, the night that Charlie stopped breathing, we had a new nurse, and she could see how tough it was, and she asked if she could pray over Charlie. And, of course, please do. She put her hand over his throat because he was struggling so much, choking.
Hadn't eaten for several
days.
Oh,
he'd lost so much weight. He'd lost so much weight. He couldn't eat, couldn't swallow. With ALS, the muscles lose the ability to work, to move. And many just choke. And he felt a clearing in his throat. She put her hand over his chest and prayed that his lungs would open up to help him to breathe. And that night, we had an astonishing miracle. And she led us both in the prayer to receive Christ as our personal Savior. She explained the importance of just turning your life over to Him completely and not relying on your own strength. You know, I had always thought if I could just love my husband enough that that would carry him through. And I had run out of every ounce of strength. And yet that night, the empowerment was so strong. Now, it wasn't that things went smoothly after that. There were times when I would just stop and kneel down and cry out to my Savior. And I honestly would feel this warm blanket around me. It's the only way I can describe it. And absolutely knew He was there. And you know, it's so not about us, but how He can use us even in our weakest moments. For Charlie, when he'd lost every ability that he thought was important to him as an athlete, that he could hang on to Christ, hang on to His promises, knowing that eternity was there for him.
Danny, excuse me, if I could just say, one of the things I loved hearing Charlie share was how he stopped praying and asking God to heal him physically, but to heal him spiritually. Well, and then he had been healed spiritually. So he stopped asking, heal me, Lord. Use me, Lord. And how he embraced that and lived that out.
What would Charlie say to a listener who doesn't know Christ, isn't a follower of Jesus, at least not yet, but they're listening to this show? What would Charlie say?
He would say, don't wait for some catastrophic situation to bring you to Christ. Don't wait for a diagnosis, the death of a loved one. Don't wait till you're at the end of your rope. Don't wait for that 2x4. Christ is real. Give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn it over, and you will reap the most remarkable life-changing experience to know that God is with you.
Perhaps somebody right now says, okay, I want Christ. I want to open my heart to Jesus. Can we lead him to the Lord? Can we lead him to the Lord right now? Let's do that. Let's do that. Suzanne?
I would encourage them to just, even if they don't feel like they know how to pray, just say, Lord, help me. People tell me that you're real. I don't understand, or I can't embrace this. Help me. And then I pray that they would seek out someone that they may know, that does know Jesus, and ask them, and ask for help. One of the things that Charlie and Lucy struggled with for a long time was asking for help. And yet, it's so important. And God will provide that help. It will be there. So they need to pray. There's so much power in prayer. And, you know, Romans 8:26 tells us that we don't even know how to pray as we should. But the Father knows all things. And so through the power of the Holy Spirit, He is interceding for us 24/7. And one of the most quoted scriptures is Romans 8:28, that the Lord will work good through all things for those that are called according to His purpose. And I always say, but please back up. Back up to 8:26 where it says, the Holy Spirit is interceding for us. So cry out to the Holy Spirit.
Indeed. Would you do it, my friend? This is your moment. Charlie and Lucy encourage you in that way. Open your heart to Christ. Invite Him in and enter into... It took a nurse who goes into a hospital room, lays hands and prays, and there's a clearing in Charlie's throat, and then she presents the gospel to Charlie and Lucy Whittemeyer. God is using them today to share it with you, this message. And brother and sister in Christ, the Lord is using you and calling you and putting you in places for you to be like that nurse and to share the love of Jesus. It comes in innocuous places. We don't expect it. Sometimes we can't even explain it, but just God is there. He puts us there, and He releases us to do it. Charlie and Lucy Whittemeyer, their story can be seen at CourageToLive.com. CourageToLive.com. Via Facebook, Elizabeth Lyons, she has this question for you, Lucy, and it's, what would you say to a spouse or children of ALS patients when the patient is in denial? When we come back from our break, let's talk about that. And she went on further, Elizabeth did, on some things that a patient might say, some practical things that perhaps you could speak into and give some handles to how someone who is a caregiver today can make it through the day with a word of wisdom, a word of hope. Lucy Whittemeyer and Suzanne Maurer in studio with us today here at The Good Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinenen Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
They've been on Oprah, Family Life Today, Focus on the Family, and many more shows, Charlie and Lucy Whittemeyer, to find out more about their story and to get this incredible DVD, Courage to Live, 16 years of footage, following, was it Don Mapes, following Charlie and Lucy throughout their life, ministry, and their journey, and seeing how many lives have been impacted and compiled together here on this DVD. Many lessons, many inspirational moments. Zig Ziglar is a part of it, the legendary Zig Ziglar, communicating out of his heart because of the inspiration that Charlie and Lucy was to him in his life and marriage, all there on this DVD, CourageToLive.com. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Lucy Whittemeyer and Suzanne Maurer are in studio today with us, and I'm glad that you're here. Let's go back to the question. Facebook friend, Elizabeth Lyons, she says, what would Lucy say to spouses and children of ALS patients when the patient is in denial? And she goes on, she says, the patient says, no worries, I can drive, or I can babysit, I can still be at home by myself, I can take myself to appointments, but really, they shouldn't be doing these things because they're a danger to he's a danger to himself or herself and to others.
I think a lot of that denial is actually a coping mechanism. Most of it is fueled in fear. They don't know how to respond. And so it really takes time for the family to listen to the patient, whoever is going through the tough stuff. They're losing things, abilities, right and left. And to demand them to stop is really hard to take. I mean, I look at how many elderly family members face this, and they don't want to stop, and they want their independence. And so if you can more or less address the fears and really get them to talk about what they're thinking and why they want to be independent, and, you know, help their focus to be bigger than themselves, whether it's, you know, a project or something that they have done in their lives that they love to do, and figure out a way to keep that or enhance that, whether it's bringing family members, bringing people from the church, having a Bible study at their house, something that they can get interested in. because they're in a defense mode. You know, they're going to sit back and fire at everybody because everything's shutting down. And most people don't have any coping mechanisms. You know, there's no college course, you know, caregiving for the dying 101. So it really takes some kind of therapy for the family to really come together and say, you know what, there are going to be changes, you know, and to the patient, you know, how can we help you? What's good and what's not good? You know, if you get in that car and run over, you know, Uncle Joe, that might be a problem. And bring a little humor in if that's possible, but tell stories about other people who had the same issues of not wanting to give up driving or not wanting to this or that. Not to scare them, but to help them know that they're not alone. You know, this is not a one-person situation. It's a family situation. And, you know, it's like if someone's injured in an accident where they lose a limb. You know, they focus on their losses. A side story, when we were in England, we had gotten to know Stephen Hawking and spent time with him. And one afternoon we were speaking at a church and two teenage girls came up to me after, when I was kind of, I'd walked out, and they stopped me and said, excuse me, but how can you love him? They honestly wanted to know how I could love my husband because he was in a wheelchair. So, and this is just the Lord, because I pray in my head silently when things like this come up, and I'm like, okay, I don't know what to say, but God will give me words. And I said to them, well, you guys are sisters? No. Best friends? Yes. I said, if one of you was in a car accident and broke your legs and had to be in the wheelchair, would you still be friends? Well, of course. And I said, you know, the person doesn't change inside. They're still there. They didn't leave just because they can't walk or can't speak. They are still there. Please treat them like they're completely whole. And it's interesting because you talk about a handicap, and our society is fraught with handicaps. Whether it's bad attitudes, whether it's perfection, whether it's not dealing with things. There are a lot of reasons that people get off the path and get into depressions and get into anger and frustration, and they cannot get out. And so when you understand that, you need to come around and love on them. Don't tell them what not to do.
Someone listening is saying, hey, Lucy, you're talking about me. You're talking about me. I'm still here. I look different on the outside. I can't do what I used to do before. I'm not as productive as they would have wanted me or as I was before, but I'm still here. And they're listening to this program right now, Lucy. And they're lonely. They're lonely. They're misunderstood. They're frustrated. But they're in the silo of their own lonesome emotions. Speak to them. Share with them the love of Christ, the hope of Christ.
You know, Jesus shared so many stories with us. Stories in the Bible that you can read. Stories that helps you understand that every one of us is going to be faced with something difficult. And yet, when we struggle with it and we want to take the cross that we have to bear, we want to return it, we want to turn it in, and you go and you realize, oh, there are others with bigger crosses, bigger issues, huge dilemmas in their life. I mean, when you think of what Jesus suffered, what we go through here on earth does not compare. And if you can begin to understand God's unconditional love, unconditional, no matter what we do, no matter how low we've fallen, no matter what our attitude is, you can find hope in Him. You can find that gift of eternal life, that our time here is short on earth. But you want to know where you're going. You want to know that there's a plan and a purpose for your life, even in your suffering, even in the tough stuff. And gain perspective. And cling to Jesus and give your life to Him, because the hard stuff doesn't go away, but you know there's a reason for it, and you can get past it and build your character, even if you are a character, which and, Charlie certainly was.
And realizing, too, that when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, He's in your heart. Mm. You are a team. Every place you go, Jesus goes with you. And that's so powerful and so comforting.
Indeed, that is so powerful. Truly, a moment of reflection, deep heartfelt sharing from Lucy Whittemeyer and Suzanne Maurer. I asked Lucy what her favorite scripture verse was, and she said, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And she certainly has embodied that, experiencing herself the grace, the compassion, the patience, the strength of Christ, all enveloped in the love of Jesus. What an example she has been to so many, and an example for us. Oh, we have much to be grateful for. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And my friend, if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus. Would you do it? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 119, 57 and 58 says, "You are my portion, Lord. I have promised to obey your words. I've sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Lucy Whittemeyer and Suzanne Maurer. Find out more at couragetolive.com. Until next time, along with my technical producers Chaz Ontai and Leah Rodriguez, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.